Club, Land Bay 4, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for Coastal Club, Land Bay 4, to allow for the creation of 78 single-family lots. The plan is in compliance with all the conditions of the RPC, including sidewalks along both sides of the road. The property is zoned MR, medium-density residential, and again, is part of an RPC. The tax parcel number for this portion is 334 MAP 11, parcel 5. The property is located off Beaver Dam Road. Staff has Sussex County 911 addressing approval and is awaiting approval from all the other reviewing agencies. Thank you.
So what was presented, excuse me, now what was presented to us today is pretty much basically what was originally approved?
Correct.
Mr. Chairman, concerning Coastal Club, Land Bay 4, preliminary site plan, my motion is for approval as a preliminary.
Second. Moved and seconded to approve Coastal Club, Land Bay 4, preliminary site plan as a preliminary. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Double R Holdings LLC, conditional use number 1855, revised final site plan.
Thank you. This is a revised final site plan and revised architectural elevations for conditional use 1855 to allow for the construction of three professional office buildings. The proposed revisions to the site plan is regarding the stormwater management on the site. The plan will be installing stormwater management ponds instead of underground infiltration. The stormwater management ponds will be located along Plantations Road. The applicant is also proposing to amend the architecture of the buildings. A condition of approval is that the buildings have a residential appearance. The Planning Commission granted final site plan approval on June 11th of this year. The conditional use was granted approval on December 7th of 2010. The property is zoned AR1. The tax parcel number is District 334, MAP 12, parcel 53.03, and the property is located on Plantations Road.
This one, just for some history, the reason we got elevations is because at the time it was approved way back when, that was one of the conditions that it had sort of a residential appearance, and so they weren't just sort of big barracks looking buildings on that road. So that's why you're getting the elevations also.
Did they shrink the footprint of the building and then created more office space on the second floor? Is that part of it also?
No, it was just the architectural character of the elevation of the building to be more residential than commercial appearance.
And do we know if the stormwater management ponds have to comply with the new regulations, or is this grandfathered in under the old regulations?
My best guess is that it's under the old regulations because of the age of the application, because it went through in 2010, which clearly predates the new regulations.
Because I can tell you from personal experience, and new regulations, nobody knows what they're doing.
The one thing on this application, according to the applicants, that they had come in with a proposal to have biofiltration in the front, not ponds, and they said they went to the district, and the district, well, you got the best soils, put in ponds. So that's why I came back in with a pond.
Was it always in the front?
Yeah. Originally, that's where they submitted it, I believe. Just doing it from memory now. It's been several years, but. And then they came back. They came back in with a different design. Then they went back to the district. Just the pond method you had originally was better than what you're proposing. So.
What? Okay. Okay, so that's not okay. Mr. Chairman, my motion is for approval of the revised final site plan for Double R Holdings LLC, conditional use number 1855.
Second that motion. So moved and seconded to approve Double R Holdings LLC, conditional use number 1855, revised final site plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. The next item is the marina at Peppers Creek, revision to lot 120.
Thank you. This is a revision to lot 120 within the marina at Peppers Creek subdivision. The plan proposes to add 1,903 square feet of land from open space A to lot 120. It will also create a 10-foot drainage and maintenance easement along the rear of the property. The proposed change is similar to the change the Planning Commission approved for lots 116 through 119. This is proposed to be the last lot that will request an extension to the lot area. The tax parcels are involved are 233 map 7 parcel 30 and parcel 327. The property is located off Piney Neck Road. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have any problem with the request. I just want to make sure we're clear, because in the plat here, the way it's diagrammed, the hashtag, the 10-foot is for the drainage easement, right? And then the triangular piece is for the additional lot line?
Correct.
That's right?
Yes.
So I just want to make sure that that's not all lot line, that 10-foot is for the drainage.
Correct.
Other than that, I'm okay, unless you guys have a... Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the revision to lot 120 for the marina at Peppers Creek.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the revision to lot 120 at the marina at Peppers Creek. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Josh Grabsky, conditional use number 2009, request to amend condition of approval. And
Mr. Chairman, I'm not going to participate in this one just because I have a bit of a conflict.
All right, let the record show that our council is not participating, so we are councilless.
If you do have a question, a legal question, you
might be available to answer that.
Well, no, I'll pass it along to one of the other council.
He hasn't participated that much at this point anyway.
Well, that's true.
I'm sitting right here still. I can hear you.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Hank, what'd you say about questions?
We can.
Okay, Mr. Lank, what's the story here?
It's all right. This is a request to amend a condition of approval for the conditional use, which is CU 2009 for the use of a food truck. The Planning Commission recommended approval of the use as a food truck at their meeting on March 12th of this year. County Council granted approval on March 31st. Condition D states that if the truck is to be located within any setback, a variance from the Sussex County Board of Adjustment shall be required. The applicant is requesting that condition D be removed. On May 19th of this year, County Council adopted a temporary removable vendor ordinance. And with this ordinance, it allows vehicles and stands to encroach into the setbacks. So the property is zoned C1, and the property is located on the west side of Coastal Highway.
Whose condition was that, ours or County Council's?
It was yours.
Really?
Mean people.
What were we thinking?
Well, the original proposal showed the food truck. It appeared that it was going to be parked within the setbacks right next to Airport Road.
Yeah.
The relocation.
Yeah.
Location.
Okay.
Intended.
I don't have an issue with it.
I don't either.
With it.
So are we just amending condition D?
Deleting condition D.
It would be a motion to delete condition number D.
There you go.
Just D.
Okay. Correct.
Just D. Okay.
Just D.
Mr. Chairman, concerning conditional use number 2009 for Josh Grabsky, my motion is for removal of condition D from this conditional use approval.
Second. Moved and seconded to approve the request to amend condition D and remove it from the conditions of approval for Josh Grabsky, conditional use 2009. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. All right, that completes our agenda. Referring back to our public hearings for the evening, our first public hearing was change of zone number 1784, Marlene C. Stabelski.
Chairman, I